From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. There is arguably no more prestigious horse race in Latin America than El Clásico del Caribe, the Caribbean Derby. Tomorrow is the 50th running, and they're marking that milestone by holding El Clásico here at South Florida's Gulfstream Park. For the past half century, the annual Clásico del Caribe has been run in Caribbean basin countries like Venezuela, Puerto Rico, and Panama. But this year, it decided to bring its thoroughbreds to a much bigger stage, the Gulfstream Park Horse Racing Track in Hallandale Beach. Gulfstream is one of the U.S.'s top horse racing venues. It sits in one of the U.S.'s largest Latin American populations. So General Manager Billy Badgett says he understands why the Clásico's organizers wanted its 50th edition run here.
Gulfstream, it's like a mecca to them. They were just so infatuated with how things were run here, with having all the best trainers and the best jockeys. And to host that race, it's their Super Bowl day. It's a thrill for us.
For Caribbean countries beat up by hurricanes this year, this Clásico is also a much-needed reason to cheer. Of the 12 horses running on Saturday, the second favorite is Justiciero from Puerto Rico. Mark Thatcher is his owner.
I just picked up my wife and my kids at the Miami airport, and the same plane she flew in, there were over 30 Puerto Rican fans. They came to see him. You can imagine what a boost this would be for Puerto Rico's morale. We've had a very rough year.
The Clásico favorite is El Cubita from another beleaguered country, Venezuela. The race starts at Gulfstream Park at 4:55 p.m. Saturday. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.